This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise, and of course, it is Open for Business. My first show on Open for Business of 2021. And it's Veganuary, or Veganuary. And it's a name for going vegan throughout the month of January. And after feasting during festivities in December, a lot of people are going with the idea of going vegan in January. And this is a big thing. I'm on the phone with me right now. I have Loke. Loke, tell people what it is that you make.
Yes. We make instant vegan coffee under the brand name of Brew with Plant. Mm. It's a brand new brand in the market. And this is a brand new product in the market. Now, maybe you want to talk about a little bit of Veganuary.
Yes, please.
For the year.
Educate me a little bit about Veganuary.
Sure. Now, Veganuary is a name for going vegan or not eating meat or using animal products for the month of January. Mm-hmm. As the name goes, it came from the word vegan plus January. From my little search on the internet, it says that this movement, Veganuary, started in January 2014, when the campaigner in promoting veganism issued a challenge to participants to go vegan for a month in January. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, after feasting of loads of meat in December during festivities. Now, from what I understand, that since 2014, Veganuary has inspired and supported more than 1 million people in 192 countries to try going vegan for January. And that is a huge milestone.
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you yourself vegan as well?
Well, I'm primarily vegan. What does it mean? That, going strictly vegan, I admit, is not easy. Mm. But there are times that on and off, once in a while, I might take an egg or two.
Right.
And other than that, my other diet is vegan-based.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll come back to the your coffee Brew with Plant a little bit later on. But let's stick with the vegan theme before we get into the actual product. Now, Loke, if you don't mind me asking, what was the decision that you, or why did you make the decision to mainly go on a plant-based diet?
Well, it has to go back a little bit of personal history. Hmm. I do endurance sports.
Right.
Started in 2016 and I got really serious about it in 2018 when I embarked on Ironman races.
Right.
And typically I would aim to do one half Ironman event and one full Ironman event every year. So that means it's like 10 months out of a year of serious training. And I'm not sure whether you know the distance in an Ironman race.
Is yes.
Really long distance. It covers 200 over kilometers in a day.
Yeah.
So the training process is very demanding. And in my naive mind, then I thought, okay, I had to take a lot of protein in lean meat form. And just to give you some idea, I would take at least, and I'm saying at least, 2 chicken breasts every dinner. Mm. That means, at least 1 chicken at a time for me, for my just dinner alone.
Mm.
And came 2019 when I was preparing for my Ironman race, I got to the point that I felt that this is not right.
Mm.
Like the amount of meat that I was consuming just to facilitate my another passion in sport, it just doesn't sound right to me. So I think it was the time when my conscience spoke that I should make a change. So right after 2019 race in November, started in November 2019, I went fully vegan for 2 months, November, December. And at that time, I wanted to prove it to myself before I want to prove it to anybody else.
Right, yeah.
That going vegan does not impede my performance, does not impede my energy level.
Mm.
So I went fully vegan for 2 months, and I went for my 10K New Year's Day run, the KL New Year's run, 2020. And I did my personal best. I shaved 10 minutes of my time for a 10-kilometer run.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That was really brilliant. And the rest is history, and I stuck to it. Like I said, it's not easy. On and off, there might be like, okay, I needed an easier solution, or just, well, maybe have an egg.
Mm.
Other than that, I try to stick to vegan as much as I can.
Well, well done you. Well done you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about Brew with Plant then. You're bringing a simple message that you can enjoy white vegan coffee instantly. It's a plant-based creamer that's fully soluble and doesn't need to be diluted in hot water in order to make the iced coffee. Can you tell me a little bit about the beginning of the business, why it started, and what was the kind of spark that got it going, and why you decided to do it?
Yeah. So when I first started going vegan, I immediately eliminated milk in my diet, which I found quite easy.
You found that easy? I think that for me is probably the most difficult. Milk and cheese are my sticking points.
Well, luckily for me, okay, milk was quite easy to kick out from the fridge. You just replace a carton of milk with plant-based milk.
Right.
But when it comes to coffee, the process for me became like a two-step process.
Mm.
I had to heat up the milk separately and then prepare the coffee, black coffee separately before I can mix it and so on. And it would take like 15 minutes just to get the coffee done.
Which is not what you need first thing in the morning. You don't need to be spending 15 minutes making a cup of coffee.
Correct. And but nonetheless, okay, I kept doing that until the time of MCO came in March last year, March 2020. Now, you will recall that when the MCO was first announced, we consumers had very, very little time to get our grocery shopping done.
Right.
Probably you have just like a matter of hours before you had to do other things like sort out your office stuff and so on. So at that time, actually, I was shopping my soy milk supply from one shop and my coffee from another shop.
Mm.
So I didn't have the time to run to two different places to get the soy and the coffee.
Mm.
So when I was at the supermarket, I went to the coffee aisle and I looked at it and, okay, like, give me some instant coffee mix 3-in-1.
Mm.
Like, plant-based, please. And to my surprise, I couldn't find any.
Right.
Yeah. The closest that I could get was non-dairy coffee mix.
Right.
One. Okay, so I thought that would do, and I grabbed a bag and went home. When I got home, I turned to the back of the bag and looked at the ingredients. It says sodium caseinate and bracket milk derivative.
I see.
Like, how can they call it non-dairy when it has milk derivatives in there?
Mm-mm.
So it got me to start Googling what is sodium caseinate, why it can be called non-dairy. Well, it turned out that because FDA allows it. And I tried to search for plant-based instant coffee. Now, what I'm talking about, the instant coffee, is the white instant coffee, not the black one.
Yeah.
And again, I was surprised that I couldn't find any in the region. And then at that time, okay, there were only like two other brands. One brand, they were carrying it, but in a very faraway market. And another brand, also in overseas, they announced that they were going to launch. But if I'm talking about our region, the Asia region, there's none.
None. I found that with a lot of vegan products, it tends to be quite difficult in this region.
But it's not to be a real surprise because coffee, you know, we drink every day. And coffee drinking culture and coffee making industry in Malaysia is very matured.
Yeah, yeah.
And vegan, well, if you're talking about 10 years ago, maybe it was a foreign thing, but it's no longer a foreign thing. It's a very common thing. At least now we do not have to explain to people what is vegan. You don't know what is vegan, but how come there isn't any instant coffee mix? Why can't vegan have it? Why can't vegans have their coffee in an easier way where you can just pour out the coffee mix in a sachet and mix it with water?
Yeah.
Why not? Why nobody thought about it?
Why can't we have that? Yes, yes.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to go to first break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. I've got Loke on the phone. We are talking about Brew with Plant. It's white vegan instant coffee. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business here on Enterprise. I have Loke on the phone with me from Brew with Plant. They're bringing a simple message that you can, in fact, enjoy white vegan coffee instantly. Now, Loke, just before the break, we were talking about how, you know, it was, you just could not find real white vegan instant coffee here in Malaysia, despite the fact that we have a mature coffee market. So once you discovered that, how long did it take you to think to yourself, okay, well, if we don't have it, I'm just going to make it?
In a way. Now, of course, that discovery was in March. And when it came to May, when everybody went back to business, I think went back to work, including myself, after the MCO ceased, I realized that the interruption caused by the pandemic is going to stay for a while. And I couldn't allow myself to be dragged into financial difficulty because of the pandemic.
Right.
Now, well, one way or another, I thought I would be affected. Despite that, maybe I could keep my job, but you never know. So I thought I better have a buffer plan. At that time, if it goes bad, at least I have plan B. It doesn't, wait, okay, I always wanted to get into business anyway. And the pandemic kind of leveled the playing field of business where people are a lot more open-minded.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about going into business, okay, coming with your own brand of coffee, say 3 years ago. People might ask you, like, have you done the mass market research, mass tasting, and who are your investors, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But I didn't face that kind of question.
Until now, and I'm going to ask you some of those questions. Yeah. I mean, okay, if you don't mind me asking, what were you doing, what's your full-time job?
Well, actually, I came from a professional background, and together with my mother partner, she's also in service line.
Mm.
And this is personal service job that we are in.
Right.
And when you're asked to stay at home, there's just so much that you can do.
Yeah.
And we will be too naive to think that, we still have a job, we are okay.
Right.
You might keep your job. But really, you won't be affected at all. I think we have to be pragmatic about it.
Yeah.
And well, I have always wanted to get into business, and somehow I went with my gut feeling, and I thought, if now is not the time, I don't know when, so let's do it.
Okay, so you'd made that decision, and as I mentioned, because I have tried the coffee, and I like it. My question for you is, it doesn't taste, and I don't want to sound disparaging to a lot of other vegan products, but a lot of vegan products just don't taste they're not as flavorful, should I say. They're not as rich tasting as a lot of other products that are on the market. And that's not to say all of them, but there are some. Now, this coffee, you cannot tell it's a non-dairy creamer. And when I use, if I use soy milk, for example, or I use soy powder in coffee or whatever, there's that distinct taste of soy. It overpowers, in my mind, a lot of the other flavors. How long did it take you to kind of land on this mixture that you have right now for this instant vegan white coffee?
Now, first of all, before we ventured into switching for the creamer as an alternative to milk, the milk creamer, we had to start to look for a factory that is willing to work with us.
Yeah.
And that search alone was not easy. There are many factories who do OEM, meaning, okay, they would do the production for your brand. But so many of them have not heard of it. They simply do not know how to do it. Well, one told me that, oh, it's okay, you can use the non-dairy creamer. It's only 1% of milk derivative. That's okay. Nobody's going to know.
Mm.
So, like, wait a minute. I do.
Right, yeah.
And another factory told us, well, maybe we can do it, but the chemist say that it can only last for 6 months on the shelf. That ain't going to cut it for us.
Right.
And finally, we found a factory. So to them, it's a new thing that excites them too, and they're very much interested to work with us. And then we work together, and of course we tried various different creamers using different base.
Mm.
And you're right. Some natural ingredients do carry with it its natural taste that might not go too well with coffee.
Mm.
Because somehow our brain is ingrained with how coffee should taste like.
Right.
And so it was, well, it took a few months for the R&D process to take place. And in the process, I drank many cups of coffee. And finally, we are happy with the current mix that we have. And to our pleasant surprise, not only that, it does taste exactly like your usual cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You can make it into iced coffee without hot water.
Yeah.
Now, what advantages does it give? One is the iced coffee turns out to be really ice cold because you're not adding hot water to the ice.
That's right.
Yeah. And two, the ice stays icy for a longer time.
Yeah.
Okay, if you put your glass of iced coffee on the table, the coolness, the ice sustains for a longer time. So the net effect is you have a much more essence of coffee in your iced coffee without diluting it in hot water. And plus that if you're really in a rush in the morning, you don't have to wait for the water to boil. How brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, I've got two more questions before we have to wrap up. And it is talking about investors, and it is talking about how you manage to raise funds to do something like this. Because starting a business, one, finding a manufacturer and all of these kind of things, it doesn't come cheap. Now, did you bootstrap yourself? Is this self-funded, or did you find investors to help you out along the way?
Well, primarily we self-fund, so we gather our resources.
Yeah.
And it is from our own personal savings that we put into this venture. Plus, we also have an investor who believes in our products.
Right.
And the cause that we stand for, we're not going into a business for business sake, not just another business per se. We want to do it for a cause. I mean, we want to marry business with a cause that we believe in.
Yeah.
And here we are.
So my final question then is, really, where can people purchase your product?
Well, you can find us online from our website. It's called brewwithplant.com. Spelling full, brewwithplant.com, brewwithplant. In fact, right now we are giving away free coffee, iced coffee starter kit. We'll give you a shaker with 4 sachets of coffee mix, 2 with sugar and 2 without.
Okay.
And, so that you can go out and try, do your own iced coffee. In fact, if you make your iced coffee and post it on your Facebook or Instagram, we will reward the post that has most likes with 100 ringgit voucher of our Blue Swan product.
Great idea.
And also, well, we are also on the shelf in Ampang Grocer.
Mm-hmm.
If you are living in somewhere near Ampang, you can just pop by. We are on the shelf there. We will also be on the rack in a new store. They are opening on the 13th of January, this opening this month, in Phuket Tungku. We will be on their shelves and plus Shopee and Lazada. There are many ways that you can find us.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Loke, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck with all future endeavours for this.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. You have been listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise with me, Rich Bradbury. I've had PG Loke on the phone from Brew with Plant. Vegan instant white coffee, in fact. It does taste fantastic. Give it a try. This is Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.